Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, with roughly 6 million Catholics in the UK, competition for school places in Catholic schools is fierce. My next guest, Mark Paul, London correspondent for the Irish Times, joined the fray, and he has been writing about his experience with all this in today's paper. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fionnuala.
Tell me about your own experience with all of this. Did you try to get your own child into a Catholic school?
I did. When I moved over as a London correspondent first, which would have been in early 2023, I enrolled my daughter in the local Catholic primary school. Not because I'm a particularly good Catholic or anything like that, but because it was the closest school to the house. And I mean, I'd say it's kind of easier to get into heaven now than it would be to get into a Catholic school in a nice part of London. I mean, they really put you through the rigmarole in terms of the application process. And the most stunning thing of all that I found was that parents in London, when they're trying to get their kids into a Catholic school, they sign attendance forms at Mass so that the people making the decisions on the schools know that they're good Catholics. They literally queue up at the end of Mass and sign attendance sheets. And the more Masses you go to, the better chance you have of getting your kid into a school.
Oh my God, it's like a Mass loyalty card, is it? Like, it's not just a thing of, okay, you're not just presenting your certs or whatever to prove you were baptised, I'm presuming, you got your communion, etc. They're actually tracking how often you're in Mass. Is that right?
That's exactly right. I mean, with my own experience, when I applied first, I mean, we were asked all the usual documentation, the communion certs, the baptismal certs, all of that sort of stuff. And that's fine. I mean, you would kind of expect all of that. But then we were asked to get references from priests in Dublin, and those references had to say, you know, how involved we were in the Catholic community and all the rest of it. Now, and look, I mean, I respect the Catholic Church, and I'm not a church basher at all, but, you know, I'm not a particularly good Catholic either. So it was a little bit of a challenge to get those references, but we did find some Irish priests with kindness in their hearts who were prepared to fill out those forms for us. And then after that, I realised, you know, there was a couple of months to wait before the school year started. And I said, well, you know, I better start showing my face at the local Mass at the local church. And I just started noticing these queues. So they literally track your attendance at Mass. And I think they can afford to over here, Fionnuala, because Catholic schools in Britain and in London in particular are very, very sought after, because they are, by a mile, the best schools in the state school system. And private schools in London are really, really expensive. You can impoverish yourself and trying to get your kids into a private school. So the next best thing for a lot of, I suppose, middle-class parents, I guess, or aspirant parents, is they try and get them into Catholic schools, whether their kids are Catholic or not. And so the Catholic schools can afford to be very, very picky, and picky they are.
Is there an ideal number of Mass attendances that the schools are looking for? Have you heard of people being queried over that? Were ye queried over how much you were attending Mass? Is it a thing of, okay, if we go once a week, that's fine for a set amount of weeks? Or would we need to be going every day to prove our devoutness?
I think once you're going once a week, you're all right. And I think, look, you know, I don't want to, you know, this probably doesn't reflect well on me, but it's probably fair to say that I don't go to Mass as much now as I did when I was trying to get my kid into that school. I think a lot of it is about trying to put your face in front of them as well. I noticed a lot of the parents, once they had signed their attendance sheet, a little bit like taking a roll at school, then they'd all run up and try and shake the priest's hand just to show the local priest that they were there. So, I mean, Catholicism in England is, it's different to Catholicism in Ireland in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, obviously the church has had its problems in Ireland over the years, but we all remember from our childhood just how embedded the Catholic church was in the community. In Britain, it's different. It's a minority religion over here. I mean, less than 10% are Catholics. The head of state is the head of the Protestant church, the Anglican church. So it was always a little bit harder to be Catholic, I think, in England in some ways. It's not, the Catholics in England aren't just Irish immigrants in the Northwest or in London. Immigration has changed Catholicism now in England. A lot of people of African descent are people from the Caribbean areas have come over and are Catholics in Britain. So it is a successful religion in Britain. It's doing well. Woe betide anyone that tries to get into a Catholic school in London. Be prepared for the scrutiny of your life, I would say.
How did your family and friends react to you undertaking this endeavour?
They were fine with it. I mean, my kids, like, it'd be fair to say they're not used, they wouldn't be all that used to going to being woken up at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning back home in Ireland and being dragged to Mass. I mean, the very first time that summer when they moved over before the school year started, and I woke them up on that first Sunday, and they were like, "Where are we going?" I said, "We're going to Mass." They were like, "We're going where?" And I suppose, but they kind of got into it. My daughter who went, I mean, she enjoys the school. It's a really, really good school. There's a reason why Catholic schools in London are so popular. I mean, it's because they're so good. They're quite strict. They're a lot stricter, I think, than Catholic schools in Ireland. And dare I say it, they're probably a little bit more Catholic than Catholic schools in Ireland. Again, I think that comes down to their pickiness and people being willing to sort of show that they put their best Catholic foot forward to get into these schools. But look, they reacted well. I'm happy with the decision. It was a good decision to send my daughter to a Catholic school. But I was utterly unprepared for how difficult it would be to get her in there.
Look, I understand your reasoning, but I'm sure there'll be people listening who are thinking it's a bit hypocritical, considering you're someone, as you've described yourself, like not particularly devout, a bit lapsed, whatever. I mean, I suppose to put into perspective for those people, like when you're talking about going to the fee-paying schools and becoming completely impoverished as a result, like how much are those fee-paying schools?
Well, it depends where they are. I mean, look, you could pay 10, 15, 20 grand a term or a year if you wanted to in fee-paying primary schools or more. Some of the top schools are probably that per term. So, I mean, look, I mean, I was never going to impoverish me or anybody who had to pay for me by going to a school like that. I can kind of see the point, but is it hypocritical to send your children to a Catholic school if you're not particularly Catholic? But I suppose you'll do the best that you can for your children, and you'll try to get them into the best schools. And like a lot of parents who are, not great Catholics, I still want my children to have a kind of a Catholic heritage and a knowledge of the Catholic religion and a knowledge of the sort of religion that I was brought up with and the sort of upbringing that I had. So I don't feel bad about it at all. I think it was a good decision, and it was a good school. I'd probably be a little bit better prepared for it, I think, the next time.
You talk about the act of kind of going up to the priest after and shaking the hands and making yourself known to them. What sort of power does that local parish priest exert over who gets in and who doesn't to these schools?
Well, I mean, the Catholic schools are always very, very closely linked to the Catholic church in the local parish church. I mean, in my particular case, it's right next door. The local parish priest sits on the board. I mean, not entirely dissimilar to what you would find in a lot of Irish parishes. The priest isn't the kind of the towering figure in the community that you might find in small towns still and villages around Ireland and rural parishes. But in the Catholic world, I think Catholics in London and they do gather around their church. It is very involved in the community. The priest does have a lot of power over who can get into the schools and so on. But look, that's just a part of the system, and that's just a part of the system that there is. I certainly, when I see parents, and look, I became one of them. And when you see parents lining up and then sort of barging each other out of the way to shake the priest down at the end, you see. Close up the power that these priests have to get these into school. But it's a choice, of course. I mean, you could always choose to send your child to another school. But that was a choice I made. That school was a 4-minute walk from the house. It was a good decision. It's a good school. I'm happy with the sort of Catholic ethos of the education there. And look, maybe some people listening to this would think that I'm a hypocrite or they wouldn't be happy with the decision that I made. But look, it's a decision I think that's made every day by people and particularly Irish people in London. I mean, I know stories of Irish people and expats living in London who volunteered at their local churches for years on end before their kids, from the time their kids were born, just to sort of get in with the system and to get their kids into those schools. And parents will do what they have to do.
Absolutely. And I suppose when you're talking about that distance, I mean, it's a no-brainer. You would prefer a good school that is 4 minutes away as opposed to, having to traverse the length and breadth of London to ensure a decent education for your children. I know you talked about going back to some Irish priests to get the character references, and they were very obliging. What was their reaction otherwise, though, as you'd said, maybe not people you would have been encountering very regularly you're doing a little bit of gerrymandering in terms of the mass attendance. Like, what was their reaction to your request?
I think they were pretty understanding of it. I mean, Irish priests, any Irish priest that I've ever dealt with, you know, at home in Ireland or in Wicklow where I'm from or in Dublin, I think they understand the way that Catholicism isn't exactly embedded into everybody's fingertips these days, but that the church, as well as being a religious institution, is also a cultural institution for many people. So they understood that I wanted to get my kids into a Catholic school, and they were prepared to help me to do it. And maybe they would have their own critics within the Catholic Church for doing that. But look, I was certainly grateful to them. As I said, you know, they had a bit of kindness in their hearts and maybe a twinkle in their eyes when they were signing those forms to say what a great Catholic I was.
And great Catholics then by obliging you. Do you reckon this is going to have a bigger knock-on effect? You know, you're talking about these people who are doing it because of the school attendance, but, you know, we're seeing, like, I know you've talked about how there was kind of dodgy reports that have since been kind of talked down in terms of how the increase in churchgoers that we're seeing between certain ages. And I know colloquially myself, I feel like I'm seeing so much online about people, especially people my age, returning to religion in a way that I kind of never thought I would have seen. Do you think this will have a ripple effect, or is this a very much, as you've kind of astutely put, this is parents doing what they can and doing what they feel is best for their children?
There's no doubt that in Britain at the moment, for the last year, 18 months, maybe 2 years, there has been a narrative of a kind of a quiet revival in going to church, whether that's the Catholic Church or whether that's the Anglican Church. Now, the numbers over that have been disputed. There was a report which was actually called Quiet Revival by the Bible Society in Britain, which was released last year, which seemed to suggest that Generation Z or Generation Z was going, some kind of creeping back to the church in their droves. And that actually the numbers of young Catholics in Britain were starting to outnumber the number of young Anglicans. Some of the data in that report has since been brought into question, so nobody really knows the truth of the numbers. But there is certainly a narrative over here that there is a little bit of a revival going on. Some of it is also linked, I think, to the kind of the growing strength of populist right-wing politics in Britain, and which often aligns itself with church figures in the way that MAGA does in the US. But I do think there is maybe, look, I don't want to start declaring a spiritual reawakening or anything like that. But the church doesn't seem to be in a death spiral in Britain, I would certainly say. And the Catholic Church in particular is a church that's probably quite happy with how it's doing over here in terms of numbers and in terms of its engagement with young people.
Fascinating stuff. Mark Paul, London correspondent for the Irish Times. Thank you for talking to me today.
Thanks, Fionnuala.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.